hour two of the Blitz starting right now. Live here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, live on Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Live in your Fan Run Radio app, free wherever you get your apps. We're also live on Twitter. That video feed's live if you want to watch along at home. And we're also live on the web browser, the Fan Run Radio web browser, if you want to go listen that way. But hey, let's get hour two started with a little bit of an opening drive, or just all of an opening drive, not a little bit.
Just a little taste of one, maybe.
Yeah, just first down. Okay, we're done.
We'll give you the first sentence and then make you have to look it up.
Yeah, well, fill in the blank on this headline. The Panthers have released.
Who could it be?
Don't know.
Second down. DJ Moore?
Probably DJ Moore. But actually, first down, breaking news out of the NFL as the Carolina Panthers are expected to waive Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is getting cut by the Panthers. What a weird year for him. It has been cut by the Browns after – or not cut by the Browns, but ditched by the Browns after, you know, a pretty bad year a year ago, only to get replaced by Deshaun Watson, who doesn't play. He ends up on the Panthers after mutual disinterest turned into, like, mutual, I guess, we'll settle. Didn't play very well, got hurt, got benched. At one point you had – a former number one overall pick get benched for the number two overall pick in like the same draft, which was wild. The second quarterback taken. I don't know if was it 1-2. I think it was 1-2.
Yep.
But Panthers, yeah. According to Ian Rappaport, they're now expected to release Baker Mayfield. Conveniently enough, team just became very quarterback needy on the other side of the country. Interesting. I think the 49ers will be interested in Baker Mayfield.
It's a very interesting
because Jimmy Garoppolo
storyline.
Season-ending injury yesterday. Brock Purdy played well in his absence, but I don't know how the 49ers feel about being able to go win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy at quarterback, and those are certainly their aspirations.
Ryan Fitzpatrick been doing some conditioning while he's been on the prime sidelines.
I was just about to say
there's
that.
Not a chance that guy's been doing conditioning.
No way.
He's just letting that beard grow and probably like drinking nice bourbon.
What if Tom Brady was just like, all right, see you, Tampa. I'm just going to go to 49ers. Just randomly, please trade me there.
Oh, just get cut. Please cut me.
Please cut me and let me go to San Francisco.
But I don't know. Like, are the 49ers going to get Baker Mayfield?
Why not?
The problem is the 49ers are pretty low on the waiver claim order.
Are there going to be a
like,
lot of
is there going to be another team
waiting
that's trying
for
to,
Baker Mayfield?
I mean, maybe if there's
somebody
like,
out there that's going to try to claim Baker
like a
Mayfield.
Seahawks will be like, let's just get him so the 49ers don't, you know? Like, our team could be like, let's just get him so the 49ers are stuck, you know?
Yeah,
not like that getting Baker Mayfield is going to change the direction of this team and keep them as contenders, but I don't
also
know.
Nick Bosa has like talked a lot of trash about Baker Mayfield, and I don't think him and Christian McCaffrey like necessarily loved each other when they were together in Charlotte this year for a brief minute.
Yeah, it might not be the right move, you know.
Be interesting to keep an eye on. I don't know. I feel like somebody's going to claim Baker Mayfield. He's not going to get through
go
waivers.
Trade for Zach Wilson, maybe. I don't know.
Second down.
Where's Sam Darnold at? Second down. Cincinnati football has found their new head coach. Scott Satterfield from the University of Louisville. He's going to replace Luke Fickell, who's at Wisconsin. 6-year deal. Contract details not really announced, but 6 years. Very interesting for a lot of reasons. One, the schools are 100 miles apart. At various times, they've been conference rivals. Secondly, they're playing each other in a bowl game this year. Louisville and Cincinnati are playing each other in the Fenway Bowl. So I don't know what this really means for like what sideline is he gonna coach on?
Neither.
Super awkward.
It'll just be two interim coaches.
And the way the Fenway Bowl is laid out, the sidelines are on the exact same side.
That's
so weird. They are right beside each other. long-standing rivals who haven't played each other in a while, and the other team has now hired the other team's head coach right before the bowl game. How awkward is that?
That's going to be funny.
Super awkward.
That's now made that much more intriguing.
I haven't seen a lot of people excited about this hire. Cincinnati is going to the Big 12.
I would be pretty upset if I went from Luke Fickell to Scott Satterfield.
Yeah. I mean, Louisville, he was building up Louisville, I guess, after a 2-10 season. Led the Cardinals to 3 bowl games the past 4 years, but not really like anything crazy. They were making bowl games.
What I really find to be funny, though, about all of this, it's just like Colorado, USF, and Cincinnati are just all going to be connected now. Like all three of those schools were first who Dion was deciding between. Then Dion went to Colorado, and then like Alex Bolish was deciding between like USF and Cincinnati, or at least like he was a candidate for both of those jobs.
Yeah.
Now Scott Satterfield at Cincinnati. Like I think now those three schools and these three hires are going to kind of be intertwined a little bit. Like it's going to be funny to compare those three programs over the next like 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Bolish might be the best hire of all of them.
I agree.
Third down, the Net Rankings, the evaluation tool that replaced RPI a couple years back that has been put in place by the NCAA, helps determine quadrants, quality of victories. It's essentially the RPI, but just a little different and supposedly better.
Oh, I love the Net Rankings. Love the Net Rankings.
But the funny thing about the Net is that it needs data to become more accurate.
Yeah.
So we get the first round of Net Rankings released the first week of December every year. We give it about a month and a half of data.
I like it.
And it relatively, you know, it's relatively on point at this point in the season when you get these first Net Rankings, but there's always some outliers that kind of, you know, it kind of gets corrected as the season goes along. Well, we got our first one about 40 minutes ago. Tennessee, number 4 in
shout
the
country
on the new Net Rankings. Houston 1.
Whoa. You see who's number 5?
I see who's number 5. You see who's number 7?
Oh.
Number 1, Houston. Number 2, UConn. Number 3, Purdue. That feels right. Number 4, Tennessee. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Number 5, a quietly 8-0 Mississippi State team.
Woohoo. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jans took that team over from New Mexico State. He had a perennial tournament team there, just a dominant New Mexico State team. He took over that Mississippi State program. They've been playing some great defense. They've been playing some really good basketball this year. They have a nice win over like Marquette. Mississippi State, definitely a team to keep an eye on. But
they beat
5.
Utah, who beat
Arizona. Transitive property, baby.
Yep.
Maryland is at 6, an undefeated Maryland team. Here's another weird one that is kind of...
This one didn't make sense.
...still correct itself. Sam Houston, there at 7.
Shout out the whack.
Then
who would have thought?
Then it starts making sense again. Alabama 8, Virginia 9, like Indiana 10. These are all good teams. Like Texas is 12, Illinois 13. Utah State's up there at 15, another weird one. Florida
undefeated.
Atlantic is at 23. FAU, they did beat Florida this year. They are 6-1.
First rankings, you know.
Kent State is at 24, and like New Mexico is at 27. So yeah, I mean there will be some strange.
You know where Louisville is? Because I do.
Are they 353?
361 out of 363 teams.
Wow.
Oh,
that is.
Is
bad.
Cal below them?
Cal is above them at 341.
That is bad.
That's really not good.
No, it's not. Not good at all.
You want to know what's really going to be funny, too?
What?
They're going to beat Kentucky.
You think?
Yeah.
What do they play?
They play the same day.
There's no way.
At the exact same time as Kentucky plays Iowa in a bowl game. So, like, Kentucky fans aren't even going to watch or go to their bowl game because they play Louisville in basketball that day instead. And they're going to miss their bowl game to watch a bad Louisville team just somehow beat Kentucky.
There is no way they're going to win.
Which I'm looking, where is Kentucky in all of this?
You know, that's a good question.
Can you search for a team?
Kentucky's 42.
42?
42.
Okay, I missed him then. I was on my scroll. I was looking for him. So Kentucky, 42. Interesting.
42.
SEC teams in the top 25. Arkansas at 25. Auburn at 21. And then Alabama at 8. And again, Mississippi State at 5. Tennessee at 4. I believe that's all of them.
Yep.
Andy, fourth down, your fourth World down. Cup update, or did you have something else?
I had something else.
You can give us both.
It's very similar, so I'll go quick with this one. Very similar, that Virginia Tech handing North Carolina its fourth straight loss. We're talking about last week, are you worried about North Carolina? I think you maybe are now worried about North Carolina.
You should be.
They lost to Virginia Tech.
They were a mediocre at best team for the entirety of the season until they got hot in March, and that's... Whew. And
preseason number one.
We decided that an entire 4 months of basketball didn't matter, and 1 month did, and that they were the best team in the country. And
they're going to drop out of the AP poll.
That was unfair to North Carolina, too, to put those expectations.
So likely they're going to drop out of the AP poll this week. They'll be just the sixth AP preseason number one to drop out since the AP poll debuted in 1948.
Got an equalizer. Croatia on the
board. Oh, Ivan Perisic. Nice.
Yo!
World Cup update. You want it?
I want Japan to score and then win this game 2-1.
I'll give you a little. Aha!
Sam wants it.
We're in the round of 16. The knockout stages, all the group stages have been completed. Very first game of the round of 16, which it feels unfair that the USA had to be the first to go. I mean, give them at least like a day. Let some other teams fall, because it's brutal to be the first team to be eliminated in the knockout round. USA ran into a absolute just on fire Netherlands team. I mean, they were just sprinting up and down that field. Almost another goal there. Memphis Depay scored a goal early. I mean,
just Memphis.
Just Memphis. You can't say Depay.
No.
No. Even though they say
they really want to let you know that his father left him immediately after he scored.
Yeah, that was the right immediately.
It was just like
goal.
Memphis Depay scored, and he doesn't like when you include the Depay. His father left him when he was 4. Now I'm going to talk
Memphis.
About his tragic story for 2 hours.
Denzel Dumfries went crazy. It just USA wasn't ready for what the Netherlands had. Adjustments weren't there. USA goes crashing out round of 16, and you know, still good that they got there, but. Unfortunate that USA lost 3-1 Netherlands advance, and they get Argentina. Messi and Argentina took care of Australia, but it was a lot closer than you know we thought. Australia actually put up a really good fight. There were some nervy scenes at the end of that one, but Messi scored. Congratulations to Messi. Argentina is playing the Netherlands in the next round of the quarterfinals. And then yesterday, man, Kylian Mbappe put on an absolute clinic. He scored 2 goals. 2 very good goals. He might just be the best player in the world.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. Best player in the world. At least the best player on the World Cup stage for the last 2 World Cups. They knock out Poland. Just an absolute dominance from France. And then an absolute dominance from England against Senegal yesterday. Looked very good. Jude Bellingham, he's like a 19-year-old midfielder. He's very good. He's about to get a lot of money after this World Cup. England looked very good, a lot better than they did against the U.S. That's going to set up a France and England battle on Saturday. You're not going to want to miss that one. That's going to be fun. And then right now, here we got Japan and Croatia in a battle. Scenes early on a Monday morning, tied up 1-1 in the almost 60th minute now. So, and then we got Brazil and South Korea next.
The winner of these 2 games play each other?
Yes. Cool. So we could have a Japan-South Korea quarterfinal matchup, which would be amazing, or we could have Japan, Croatia, Brazil, likely the favorite, very heavy favorite over South Korea, but who knows?
Good Never little know. World Cup update there. Hey, America, right? Our future's bright.
Very bright. Very bright. Yes.
From what I can tell, we're like
eyes
the youngest
are set.
Team in
youngest
the World
team in the World Cup. Eyes are clearly focused now on 2026 at our own home.
Saw that there is a potential for some really good dude.
A striker,
to,
yeah. I
a
saw
striker that.
That
we need desperately.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we have strikers. I just don't think we really utilize them very well. So
yeah, we're going to need to get a new coach. It's not Berhalter.
That seems to be the consensus. It seems to be a consensus. It's
probably
it's
like,
time for someone else,
too, right?
Because the thing is, like 2026, you're hosting. It's got to be you got to make it at least to the quarterfinals. Like no more bowing out in the knockout round.
I think you have a good chance. Like you add this striker. Like maybe you add a couple other guys.
Oh yeah, you did really good for
like
a young team.
Guys
for a young team to make it this stage.
Like you're gonna have some more young players that are like waiting to come join you for 2026. And
yeah,
this youngest team will now be an experienced team.
Let's get it going. I mean, we got to get it done.
Should be good. Good opening drive. We'll dive into some coaching news, some portal news from college football on the other side. Stay with us on the Blitz. Back here on the Blitz. Head over to the Big Orange Philly phone lines now. We got a call from Matthew on the line. Matthew, good morning. Happy Monday. I'm sorry that you got to go to your Colts game last night. It didn't go too well. But you recovered. You doing all right here on this Monday?
We're doing right, buddy. We're doing just fine. You know, it's kind of a laugh to myself. And Holly's like, man, you're taking this loss pretty well. And I said, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm one loss closer to getting hopefully anybody but Will Levis as my quarterback.
There you go. True.
Yeah. Honestly, Charlie, I also want to add, guys, I was salivating at the mouth when I saw the Titans score, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to call in on Monday and rub it in Charlie's face, because I remember when I remember a couple shows ago when this game was scheduled that he was like, we will physically dominate that game. And I can't wait.
A guarantee that A.J. Brown would not do anything.
And it would have happened, too, if it wasn't for those darn meddling kids. I mean, all the injuries.
Honestly, Charlie, it's okay. Like, at least you didn't go on primetime television in front of your girlfriend and everyone else and watch your team give up. Go from a 19-21 score entering the fourth quarter to, what was the final score?
54-19. It was bad.
Gentlemen, I was at that game, and we have work the next day. So we actually left with about 10 minutes left in the fourth once they gave up that, I think it was, Mo Alley Cox fumble and was like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
33-0 in the fourth quarter. That's just mean.
I lost my fantasy game because Matt Ryan could not physically hold on to the football.
Ryan's your fantasy quarterback?
No. I played against the Cowboys defense, and they scored 19 points against me. I lost by 3.
Andy, I benched Tony Pollard thinking that Jamal Williams was the play. Did not work out well.
Yep. Tony Pollard's always the play.
Is Jeff Saturday not the guy? I was confused because Jim Irsay told me he is.
No, I think the Cowboys defense are that the guys.
Somebody asked me, actually, the sad part was, and this is not why I called in, but they all know I'm a big Colts fan. One of my buddies was like, what would you do if you could get Hendon Hooker with a third round? I said, I love Hendon Hooker, but this idea that he's going to go into the NFL and be the next Tom Brady or the next, you know, Trey Lance is just absurd. Like, he was a great system quarterback for Tennessee, but I told them, I was like, I want nothing to do with Hendon Hooker right now, especially with that ACL.
Yeah, I mean, a 24, about to be 25-year-old with coming off a torn ACL that played in, like, a very quarterback-friendly system. Like, that's probably not great for his draft stock. I think Hendon Hooker is going to make one of the better journeyman backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, I think he'll have like a double digit year career as a backup quarterback because he is such a likable guy, because he is such a smart guy, because he is such a film junkie, because he is just so versatile and he's a good leader and everything else. Like, that's the kind of guy you're going to want to have around. And, you know, he'll probably start a couple games here and there and like he'll have that kind of career. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want him to be my answer long term.
No, it's okay. Like, he's a great success story, and I wish him well with whatever he does. But it is what it is. Like, he's not an NFL quarterback for what NFL teams want to do. But that's beside the point. The point I wanted to make today, guys, was yesterday night was my second ever NFL game to go to. Growing up right outside of Nashville and Murfreesboro, we always would go to Titans-Colts games or any Titans games in general. And that really kind of showed me that I didn't realize there's some pretty loud NFL stadiums now that must be out there. Like, I've heard about Arrowhead, but I'd never been to Jerry World. And it actually, like, made me appreciate the fact that the Titans, I know Charlie will disagree with this, but they're about to go through renovations and really go there. If you've never been to Jerry World, it's actually a bucket list item. Now, it's not something that I would recommend going to over and over and over to again. It's actually a unique experience. We had some really great seats, but if you were to go to the game, I didn't realize this. We got there around 3 o'clock. There's people already set up tailgating for a night game. I mean, truly is one of those, like, I didn't realize the Cowboys Nation is kind of like one of the most recognized fan bases in all of the
U.S.
There's
just so many of them.
But what I thought was interesting is, like, when on third down would get there, I'm not going to lie to you guys, they get loud in that stadium. Now, I don't know if they're pumping in crowd noise, but there's a different, and I mean this respectfully, Charlie, but it just, there's the Titans loud, and then there was this Cowboys loud, and I was like, it's so different.
Well, yeah, they're pumping in crowd noise. You said it.
Let's go.
I'll ask y'all, like, a would you rather, and here's my question to it is, would you rather attend any NFL game of your choice or any college game of your choice? Because I watched it. I mean, I've been to a ton of college games, but that was a small sample size yesterday where I thought, awesome seats, you know, everybody's really friendly, really cheering me on because the Colts, you know, they're like Switzerland. They're not a threat. they're not good. So everybody's treating me great. Although it was hilarious, they at one point in the game, I guess they do like a celebrity of the night at the game. And guess who my celebrity of the night was? They put on the Jumbotron. I'll give you a hint. It's 3 a.m. You've just woken up. Nick and Knight is on TV.
George Lopez.
Wow, that's why the Cowboys played so well.
I don't think an NFL team is legally allowed to lose a football game if they honor George Lopez as their celebrity of the game.
That's huge.
Yeah. So that was my celebrity of the game, and apparently they do that like for every home game, I guess.
I hope it's just always George Lopez.
Yeah, let's keep riding that wave.
Anything but George Lopez.
Keep riding that wave.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'll jump off here. It's always great hearing from you. Charlie, at this point, you know, the Titans can have the division. It's just going to end terribly with either Cincinnati or Kansas City ending our dreams. Chili's on me, guys. Take care.
I desperately need the Colts to finish second. Please. You could get a future on the exact order of finish to be Titans 1, Colts 2 at like 2-1 odds before the season, and now I'm worried that Jeff Saturday is going to ruin it.
Well, they weren't doing great with it before, Jeff.
And you might get Trevor Lawrence for a while. That might help you out.
I don't know. Didn't he come back in yesterday?
Did he come back
in? I have no idea.
I thought he just like walked off.
He was just walking around. I don't know.
I didn't watch that game.
Turned off football after the Titans.
Shout out AT&T Stadium. Man. Raving reviews.
Trevor Lawrence has had a league high, 25 passes dropped this season. No, I haven't been to that stadium.
It's pretty cool.
Where?
Jerry World.
AT&T.
Nothing. I don't want it. I don't want us to go there either.
Well,
I don't want Ryan Stonehouse to punt it off the Jumbotron because you built your stadium all messed up.
Home field advantage.
I want to see that stadium at some point.
It's pretty cool.
Well,
aren't they rumored to have the final of our the 2026 World Cup is supposed to be there?
Yeah. No, I think that's where the final game is. It's going to be.
That'll be sweet.
Shout out.
Got to play it on grass.
No, there's not many grass stadiums that are even in the 20s.
We need to get rid of turf.
I agree. I'm with grass.
We got to get rid of turf.
Yeah. I mean, we're at the stage now where you can do grass indoors.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, why not?
Our leagues are making enough money to get some grass in there.
We'll upkeep.
I agree. Come on.
We'll upkeep.
Man, the Colts are 4-8-1. The Jags are 4-8.
Terrible.
We really are like going to win the division probably like next week or the week after. Let's think about it, right? If the Titans beat the Jaguars, they would be 8-5. The Jags would be 4-9.
We'll take care of the Texans for you on
and the
Sunday.
Jags would be 4-9. So like that would eliminate the Jags already. And then the Colts play at the Vikings. So if the Colts go to 5-8, and the Jags go to, if the Colts go to 4-9-1 and the Jags go to 4-9, then I think that means the Titans would clinch the division.
I don't think I'd even worry about it at this point. I think y'all are going
to
be fine.
I just want to know
y'all
when I get to buy
my
t-shirt.
Just fine.
My t-shirt.
Does that t-shirt even mean anything with how poor the division is?
I just wore my We Run the South
the fact
AFC
that,
Champions
the fact
hoodie
that
from last year Saturday morning.
The fact that y'all are going to be division champs and the Cowboys are unfortunately not, it's just sad.
You could be better.
You still could. We still have a game
with
the Eagles.
I mean, sorry you're not as good as us.
Christmas Eve game with the Eagles still on the docket. So we just need them
to
lose
another game.
You're going to
get waxed on Thursday Night Football right after you lose on Christmas Eve, and that's going to be sad.
No, I can't wait. Can't wait.
No, I mean,
like, we're not. I mean, not even be. Not even.
We're going to be.
Not even to be scared of Nissan Field. That environment just doesn't even compare.
Well, I don't even know what Nissan Field is because it's Nissan Stadium. But to me, it's still
about to be neither.
Coliseum.
It's about to be neither.
LP Field, Adelphia Coliseum, Nissan Stadium.
Whatever. I still
graveyard.
Got LP Field close to my heart.
To me, it's always going to be Adelphia Coliseum.
Nice.
That was the best. Well, good, bad, or the ugly coming up on the other side.
If you're not here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your
back here on the Blitz. 11:38. It's time for a little good, bad, and the ugly from the weekend. Sam, starting with you.
Yeah, my good.
Good.
Give me the San Francisco 49ers, man. Winners of five straight. You get Jimmy G, season-ending foot injury there. That is not good. But you get Brock Purdy in there, and things just start happening. Brock Purdy threw the ball 37 times and was the last pick of the draft. I just love watching the 49ers play. I love the way that Kyle Shanahan runs an offense. Just a big statement win there. With the backup quarterback, you go in and beat a team like the Dolphins who have been very hot, and you handle business there. So that is my good, the San Francisco 49ers.
My good, sticking in the NFL, is the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Big-time win over the Chiefs. Joe Burrow, 25 of 31. 286 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He also had a nice touchdown run in there. He ran for 46 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown as well. Bengals got another big win over the Chiefs. What is that now? They're fourth in a row over Kansas City. I don't know what other team has this much success against the Chiefs in the last 5 years other than what Cincinnati's been able to put together. Zach Taylor did not hesitate at the end of the game. He said, should Joe Burrow be, you know, in the MVP mix? He said, absolutely. I don't know about that at the moment, but I think he definitely can get back in that conversation. I think Cincinnati's all the way back, as we mentioned. Tom Brady's the only other quarterback to have as many wins over Pat Mahomes than Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow's got it figured out. Jamar Chase also singing his praises at the end of the game as well, saying MVP. Deserves to be in that conversation. So shout out Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Big time win.
My winner from the weekend, New Mexico State football. Shout out to New Mexico State. Shout out Jerry Kill. Jerry Kill called himself college football's fix-it man when New Mexico State hired him a year ago. Proceeded to be one of the worst teams, not just in college football, but in like college football the last couple decades. A year ago, this New Mexico State football program has been really quite terrible. Quite terrible. But this season started to turn things around. They got to 5-6 with the surprise upset blowout of Liberty. They were massive underdogs in that game. That got them to 5-6. They had to miss a game because San Jose State canceled a game due to a tragic player death. Because of that missed game, they were able to apply for a bowl waiver with the NCAA, and they also were able to schedule a last minute. They got a waiver approved to play Valparaiso this weekend. Valparaiso, a non-scholarship FCS team that plays in the Pioneer League. They're typically one of the worst teams in the Pioneer League. I've seen them play a couple times. Like, my brother used to play against them in the Pioneer League. Not a very good football team at all. New Mexico State beat them 65-3 over the weekend because they got that waiver to get that extra game, and the NCAA approved their bowl waiver for them to become bowl eligible. So from one of the worst teams in football to upsetting Liberty and getting in to a bowl game, I think this is just like the second time they've been in a bowl game in the last like 40 years. They are bowl bound for the second time in 61 years. Pardon me. So just a football program that has been really bad for quite a while, getting to go bowling. I'm excited for the Aggies. That's my good from the weekend. Sam, the bad?
The bad, Deshaun Watson's debut as a Cleveland Brown.
Stinky.
12 for 22, 130 yards, one pick.
Just threw it straight to Jalen Petrie.
The Browns didn't even score an offensive touchdown. Their defense did the entire thing, and their kicker. Yeah, it's just kind of good to see Deshaun Watson come out there and lay a stinker.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson might be the bad. The ugly is the Houston Texans. Again, they lost 27-14, and they didn't give up a touchdown. Their touchdowns were a 76-yard punt return, a 4-yard fumble return, and a 16-yard interception return.
Yeah, things could be better in Houston for sure.
1-10-1. But at least they tied the Colts that one time.
They'll probably find a way to beat the Titans once, though.
Probably. Andy?
The bad, the Patriots offense. Again, we saw that Thursday night loss to the Bills. Mac Jones was clearly unhappy with Matt Patricia during that game, saying, "We need to throw the ball. Our run game is terrible." Patriots tied last in red zone efficiency in the NFL. They are 28th in total first downs, 20th in points per game. Belichick had some comments saying, "It's at this point in the season, it's too hard now to make major changes to this offense." One, I think we were all very concerned with Matt Patricia making the play calls. You know, longtime defensive coordinator, defensive mind, made the play calls at the beginning of the season. But here we are. Offense isn't doing well. Bill Belichick saying, too difficult to make major scheme-based changes to the team's struggling offense already. I think we need to do what we're doing better. Hard to make dramatic changes, which, you know, maybe he's right. But clearly fans don't want to hear that. Mac Jones saying he let the emotions get the best of him. Just trying to provide a spark for the team. But Patriots, in a competitive division, might be on the downswing. Also, those rumors of Tom Brady maybe rejoining Patriots full force this offseason. Who knows?
My bad from the weekend is just whoever decided that we needed two London basketball games yesterday.
You don't like that?
I both love it and also think it's bad.
What?
I mean, again, like I am all for insane random things in college basketball and in college sports. That's what makes college sports excellent to me, is crazy random stuff. But who decided that not only did we need Kentucky to play Michigan in London, but we needed a doubleheader? And we also needed Maine to play Marist. Why did Maine play Marist in London? Why did they play during the World Cup game? There was nobody there. Like, the Maine fans didn't travel. The Marist fans didn't travel. These are both, like, bottom 50 teams in college basketball. Why did we have those two teams play as part of a doubleheader with Michigan and Kentucky in London? It makes no sense. And I love that they did it. So, like, me putting it in the bad category is just being like, hey, why did we do this? Whose idea was this? Because I'm glad we did it. I would sign up for random bad teams playing each other at random inconvenient times in random countries every Sunday. But, yeah, Maine and Marist. Marist won, by the way, 62-61.
Shout out Marist.
It was a real thriller.
Shout out Marist.
I get emails from their athletic department daily, and I can't make them stop.
How?
I signed up to watch a game through their like athletic department streaming service, because Marist, also in Butler's conference in football for some reason. The Pioneer League, the weirdest conference. They have a team in upstate New York, Florida, Indianapolis, San Diego, like Des Moines, Iowa. It makes no sense. But North Carolina. Yeah, but Marist in that conference. And please stop emailing me, Marist. Sam, believe, the ugly?
Well, I believe you can unsubscribe,
I've
Charlie.
Tried. Every time I unsubscribe, I just get more emails from Marist. They want me to watch their like women's soccer streaming so bad.
My ugly for the weekend. Andy touched on it a little bit. That North Carolina basketball team, man, losers of four straight from the preseason number one to getting knocked out of the AP poll, I would assume.
Yeah,
just some... They're playing some tough basketball right now. They gave up 50 points in the paint to Indiana, 40 against Alabama, and then 42 last night against Virginia Tech. They had no Armando Bacot. Still had three guys score 18 points, and they drop one on the road to Virginia Tech. So that North Carolina team's got to get it going here. And just weird, man. Just weird seeing a team make it to the national title game and then have such a sputter at the start of the season.
Such a sputter. Agreed. Yeah. I had a couple of things for my ugly, but I feel like we've touched on
there's
it all.
So there's many.
There's so many. I'll kind of like run through the ones that I had in my mind. It was Nick Saban vying for Alabama in the middle of the Big Ten championship game. I thought that was weird. A little bit ugly there. My other ugly was going to be I had North Carolina in there. I had Louisville basketball continuing to lose. I'll keep throwing in other things. Hall of Fame committee by the the Hall of Fame by Contemporary Era committee. They gave Fred McGriff a little, I guess, an election to the Hall of Fame, but they continue to leave out Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. It's just like they refuse to let him in.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
I want him in. I don't know. I guess
I'd go back and forth. Like, I don't have a strong feeling either way.
Don't hate on Crime Dog.
I know they, like, I know they had, like, the steroids.
I love me some Fred McGriff.
But, like, and there's controversy around those guys. That's a big part of baseball history, I guess. Like, I mean, even though the rules were broken along the lines, I grew up still enjoying watching them, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think they deserve to get in for what they did.
I mean, Sammy Sosa was like my favorite player in the world growing up.
In
preschool, I took a family picture for like a preschool class thing and cut out like one of my family members and replaced it with a picture of Sammy Sosa. Like, I loved Sammy Sosa.
That's next level. I was also going to throw in that Ronaldo is about to accept the $250 million Saudi Arabian contract.
Wow, I saw that he like wasn't going to. I thought when he was initially offered, that's wild that he's going to accept
I think he's going to accept it.
Yeah, I had a couple things for ugly too, like longtime starting quarterbacks hitting the portal to become free agents. I think that's ugly. Tennessee being ranked behind Alabama, ugly. But I'm going to go with Creighton basketball losing three straight. And first two losses, obviously very excusable. You lose to Arizona in the Maui Gym Invitational by 2 points. You lose on the road to Texas by 5. But all of a sudden, yesterday, a Nebraska team that has been the laughingstock of high major college basketball for a couple years now, they went into Creighton's building, into CHI Health Center, and beat Creighton on the road by 10. Tough look for Creighton, a team that I think is still a really good team, but they've now played some bad games in a row. Arthur Calama yesterday went 0 for 8. Nimbard went 3 for 13. Bailey Shireman 4 of 12. That Creighton team's got to get things right. They got a trip to BYU, and they also have one a Big East play starting up in a couple weeks next Friday. Got to get things right, the old Creighton Blue Jays. We'll catch a break, though. Good, bad, and the ugly. Best bet to wrap up the show on the other side. Like we always do with a little best bet. Best bet brought to you by our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back. If your first bet doesn't win, just sign up with promo code BLITZ. Man, we love FanDuel. They have all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with an SGP, same game parlay. And with live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. Plus, you get your winnings paid fast. All that on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code Blitz for your no sweat first bet. Again, that's promo code Blitz. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. All right, we got Monday Night Football on the docket tonight. We got to be quick here. Sam, your best bet?
Yeah, my best bet. Tom Brady, 1-4 in his last five against the Saints. Give me Saints money line tonight. Plus 150. Keep the trend rolling. Tom Brady, best bet. He cannot beat the Saints.
That's what I was also looking at as my best bet. Andy, your best bet?
Celtics and Raptors tonight. Celtics are 19-5.
Let's go, Andy.
Gotta score over 227.5, surely.
Surely.
Same game parlay leg. Chris Godwin, receiving yards. Whatever that may be.
Okay.
He's going to have a good night.
Sounds good. Some basketball teams scoring some points. Godwin catching some passes.
All in a good Monday night, you know.
I'll take a Chris Olave touchdown. Let's go the Chris parlay.
I like that.
I'll take the under.
Okay.
Okay.
That is for my same game parlay leg.
Nice value.
And my best bet, I'm with you, Saints money line. They just own Tom Brady. They own the Buccaneers. I'm all for it. But should be a good night tonight. Not a ton of sports happening, but some sports nonetheless. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow for Sam Beard. For Andy Brock, I'm Charlie Collier. Hope y'all have a great rest of your day. John Reed Talks Sports. They're up next.